Welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We are always online at npr.org/Bryant Park. Now, one of my favorite parts of the show, insofar as the very title implies that it will be neither terse nor germane. If you want terse and germane, you listen to The Succinct. But this is The Ramble.
That was lovely.
Some vocabulary words for you kids out there taking the summer to study up for your SATs. Former President Jimmy Carter is causing another dust-up in foreign policy circles over the weekend. Carter listed off the nations with nuclear weapons and included an estimate of the size of the Israeli arsenal. Okay, what's wrong with that? Well, it may come as no surprise to hear that Israel has nuclear weapons. It's believed to be the only nuclear power in the Mideast. But Israel strictly avoids confirming or denying its nuclear capabilities. And the United States pretty much plays ball, but at a press conference, President Carter said, the U.S. has more than 12,000 nuclear weapons. The Soviet Union has about the same. Great Britain and France have several hundred. And Israel has 150 or more. Yes, he did say Soviet Union instead of Russia. The former president's remarks came at a literary festival in the U.K. in response to a question about how the next president should prepare if Iran develops nuclear weapons.
President Carter.
You know, he is privy to those national security estimates, and he would have known the count when he was president.
Okay, to another head of state, Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe has made an ill-advised, unfortunate comparison. He has compared a U.S. diplomat to a prostitute as he warned his citizens not to be influenced by outsiders in next month's elections. The diplomat in question is the Assistant Secretary of State for African Affairs. She's kind of a bigwig. Jendai Fraser is one of many foreign diplomats criticizing Mugabe for repressive tactics in the stalled election in that country. Last month, Fraser accused the regime of, quote, trying to steal the election and, quote, intimidating the population. Mugabe apparently didn't like this so much. In a speech Sunday, he referred to the pressure coming from Fraser, saying, quote, you saw that little American girl trotting around the globe like a prostitute. Whoa. Mugabe is facing a runoff election against opposition candidate Morgan Tsvangirai in late June.
See, when I think of prostitutes, I normally think of phrases like, hey, sailor, but, you know, intimidating the population, perhaps the latest come on.
Yeah.
Scientists who made it their job to classify the plant and animal kingdom and look for unknown species have released a list of new animals discovered in the last year. Ooh, I hope it's a unicorn. There's the sleeper ray that sucks food up from the sea floor. It's called an Electrolux. There's also a 75-million-year-old giant duck-billed dinosaur. There's a shocking pink millipede, which is all the rage this season, a rare frog, one of the world's most venomous snakes, a fruit bat, a mushroom, the jellyfish, the dim rhinoceros beetle, and the Michelin Man plant, just to name the top 10. The list was released by the International Institute for Species Exploration at Arizona State University and an international committee of taxonomists. The taxonomist estimates there were 16,969 species new to science in 2006 and still no unicorn.
Who gets to name those things? Like the Michelin Man?
Well, apparently Electrolux was just a branding, you know, offered up to the highest bidder. Michelin also.
Okay, and last but certainly not least in our ramble, Paul McCartney has received an honorary degree from Yale for his, quote, musical genius. Yale University President Richard Levin told McCartney that his songs had awakened generations, giving a fresh sound to rock and roll, rhythm and blues. Levin credited the former Beatle with pushing the boundaries of the familiar to create new classics. And here's one of them. Try to see it my way. Musical genius. You decide. Hey, folks. That's your ramble. These stories and more on our website, npr.org/Bryant Park. Fussing and fighting, my friends.